Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Weeble wobble, teeter totter, it's Garbled Twistery, and great golly goodness, it's looking like we're smack right in between election seasons. So what was everybody doing in 1810? Speaking of everybody, where did all the horses go? No, really, everybody in this backwater town where nothing happens has to at least have a horse. Nobody? Nobody's got a horsey? Pokedex number 116? Nobody's got it? We have a problem here, folks. We have a serious problem. People are stealing horses. We in Dedham, Massachusetts need to come together as a people, as a community. No, really. These horse thieves aren't messing around. We need to get our act together, okay? Like, this horse stealing problem is so bad that there are 72 whole organizations trying to freaking fight the horse thieves all over New England. But today, we're talking about
the Dedham Society for Apprehending Horse Thieves,
which started way back in 1810 with a bunch of dudes hanging out at Arby's talking about this whole horse stealing problem. They ended up exchanging business cards, as people do, and started drafting up a list of members. Oh, and their mission statement? I have it right here. Quote,
"Where have all the horses gone?"
We know where they've gone, to these rabble-rousing teenage criminals, and they're escaping from the cops. So we need to come together as a community and protect our freaking horses, unquote. But yeah, they opened a bank account in like 1832. It's still open. It's literally one of the oldest bank accounts ever. And they're still having meetings, you know, just in case. So how does one become a member of the Dedham Society for Apprehending Orin High School Horse Thieves?
Kiss, steal a horse.
Well, any bum off the street can join if they pay $10 for their nomination. And then there's a majority rules vote about it. Yeah, the leader of Iran was a nominee one time. That was crazy. But it's like a big honor to be a member. Like Kentucky Fried honor, if you know what I mean. A kind of greasy, not fun for your body kind of honor. You see, the thing is, you don't even have to know you were nominated to be a freaking member of the Orin High School Horse Thief Club. I'm serious. Like, one time a reporter was talking to some dude who was the governor of Massachusetts about the club, and the governor was all like, quote, "Excuse me? Horses? What? Unquote. But anyways, the club used to be Dedham only, but then it spread to other counties, and eventually it just stopped being all that exclusive altogether. Fun fact, believe it or not, Ridley from the game Samus applied while the club was still exclusive, and he straight up got a letter that was all like, quote, "You don't live here, you can't sit with us, kick rocks," unquote. But I mean, a nice handful of prezi-wezzies and world leaders ended up in the freaking club, even after people stopped riding ponies. But I know what you're thinking. Get to the point. Did they stop those dastardly horse thieves? Well, the thing about that is, they were only called to assemble to do what they came there to do like 4 times in their entire history. And they only caught one horse thief. One. They've been around for 2 centuries and they've only caught one horse thief. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Whatever, let's get into it. So there was this one time in 1906 where an animal got like stolen and they rang the alarm and passed out flyers and got in their go-karts to drove out there. They didn't even find the freaking horse. But you can't really blame them. I mean, this horse was playing hard to get. Like, the owner literally called up Mob Psycho to find the freaking horse and still couldn't find it. Yeah, that's a crafty horse right there. And because cars were becoming a thing, the newspaper literally wrote a slam poetry piece about how sad it was that these horse thief hunters were out here driving cars to find horses. But the thing is, even when there was an epidemic, the society was basically useless. I mean, like, at this point, the only times they went out to find horse thieves would be in situations where one of the members would be all like, "April Fools!" But anyways, 1915 comes around and nobody's stealing horses that much anymore because this organization was just that intimidating. So now there's this new debate. Do we start focusing on hit and run drivers? When people learn to fly, will they become the Dead Ham Society for apprehending reckless hang gliders? I mean, in 1925, nobody got their horses stolen. They did find a runaway cow, though. Some newspaper in West Virginia thought the society would start apprehending people who didn't like the government. Like, what's the deal with that, West Virginia? Jeez, that's a little... So yeah, nobody's even using horses anymore, and some newspaper is all like, quote, "These horse hunters need to get a real job," unquote. But Horse Hunters International stuck in there. Why? Why, you ask? Tradition! I mean, they got a new president of the board, Eddie Cabal, and this guy started making the meetings all fancy. Like, he would be out here inviting Chef Boyardee to come over to make dinner, and the dudes from the local brewery would come over to teach some capoeira lessons. Keynote speakers started showing up, like that one writer-philosopher guy in a cowboy hat, Albert Rhubarb, and his keynote was all about Bobby Brown's poetry, and he was like, quote, "Well, golly, if these aren't the fanciest people I ever done did see in this backwater town where nothing happens," unquote. I mean, apparently everyone wanted to be a part of the Orrin High School Horse Thief Club because it was at max capacity at that time with 350 people and the waiting list was huge and they were out here checking your permanent record. And if you chewed gum in class after the teacher asked you three times, you weren't good enough to catch horse thieves. But I mean, they had all kinds of meetings all over town, like the big fat Veterans Hall in the town square, or where the police station is now, or the high school, or the new high school, where there is a stolen horse, there's a way, and nobody had horses, but there was still a way. But I mean, why the high school? You can't take a martini into a high school. So maybe they all just drank water. But, that water was not the color of water, if you know what I'm saying. But more and more members kept ending up in this club. So they all ended up moving the meetings to Mr. Mosby's Hotel, which has one of the oldest dance rave birthday party rooms in the country. But yeah, this club was weird, y'all. Like, there was a time where admittance to the club required that you be fat so you could sit on the horse thieves to catch them, like you're the Blob from X-Men. I'm serious. And of course, they showed up at the World's Fair one time repping New England, but nowadays, all these people do is chill and donate sometimes. But yeah, they meet on Tuesday number 2 in the month of decimal numbers every year. And all they do is eat dinner, tell dad jokes, and listen to outdated music. Sometimes they bring in a PowerPoint presentation with a bunch of horses so that the new members who may not have seen a horse before can see a horse. But really, everybody who's anybody shows up. People be flying in from California for bad jokes and outdated music. It's crazy. And of course, no women allowed. Well, until 2012, when some lady named Margot was elected to Common Rider, which was a truly esteemed position in the club. And of course, the existence of the Society in Dedham for Apprehending Horse Thieves inspired other organizations, like the Society in Dedham for Apprehending and Prosecuting Thieves. Oh, and the Society in Hampton Beach for the Apprehension of Those Falsely Accusing Goody Proctor of Having Familiarity with the Devil.
What?
I know, right? Of all the jokes they could make about it, they made a crucible joke? Hampton Beach, I tell ya. Oh, and of course, there's a bar named after them, because honestly, what social club doesn't have a bar named after them? So yeah, that about sums it all up. If you ever find that your My Little Pony toy is missing, guess you're out of luck. The odds are these guys catching your horse thief are once every 200 years. Beat it, kid. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, why diseases have such complicated names, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com, find Garble Twistery, and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics you have to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. I know, exciting. There are more details about how this works on the Patreon page, but wait, there's more. If you become a patron of $5 or more, you'll get full access to an entire Patreon-exclusive season titled Garble Twistery, A Second Look. These episodes will be primarily remakes of my earlier, sloppier episodes, along with many entire new episodes to tag along, and the suggestion box is open. So if you want a special episode just for you, go to Patreon. Anyways, next time, I talked a lot about what people who were the opposite of slaves thought about slavery. So next time, you're going to see exactly what some slaves thought about slavery. Okay? I know. Exciting.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
The society in Hampton Beach for the apprehension of those falsely accusing the devil. Proctor of having familiarity with the devil.